Even as we advance critical equity work, we must also steward our physical and financial resources wisely, ensuring they serve ministry faithfully. That's why, during the past year, I established a task force to examine how we use the assets of our closed church properties. In each conference, there are practices and formulas associated with what happens with the funds resulting from the sale of closed church properties. And our boards of trustees work diligently to ensure we are good stewards of those funds. Our superintendents work closely with congregations as they close to identify their wishes regarding those assets. However, when those properties remain on the books for our annual conference, problems can arise. We either hold them too long or sell them too quickly. Now, I've charged this task force to help us think through and develop a process to assess closed church properties so that we can make informed decisions about how we use the resource of the land or any proceeds that come from any sale. Reverend Kathy Neary has my gratitude for staffing this task force and moving its work forward. As they started this work, it became evident that what they're doing is just as much about how we deal with properties of active or functioning local churches as it is about the properties of closed churches. Their work naturally connects with conversations that congregations are having about redeveloping their properties. The task force's report is ready for the cabinet to receive, and the cabinet has already agreed to use their recommendations to pilot a process within at least one of our districts with the help of the district's boards of church location and building. We'll try it out and adjust it as needed before bringing it to the annual conference or to the conference trustees for adoption. We hope this effort will lead us to policies that will help us behave differently as it relates to our properties. Since housing is one of our ministries that matters and one of our priorities, some congregations are convinced that the only option for them is to get rid of their property and develop it into low-income housing, senior housing, or something of that sort. For some congregations, that's exactly what they need to consider and what may really be needed and possible. However, that's not the case for all of our places of ministry. Developing housing is not going to save our local churches. And if congregations' housing discussions are primarily driven by survival concerns, I urge you to reconsider. That is not the conversation we're called to have. We want to solve housing because we're called to bring about mercy and justice in the world. Solving the housing crisis is not just about ensuring every individual we know has a key that they can put into a lock to a door with their home behind it. We're equally called to help change policy, to change the perceptions of what it means to care for God's beloved, which means thinking beyond housing. Caring for God's beloved includes the earth beneath our feet, the sky above us, and the air that fills the space between. We must care for all of it in diverse, faithful ways. Now, some of us are called to repurpose some or all of the properties that we steward to provide space for housing God's beloved, or for those working on providing housing for all God's beloved to have a place to do their work. This is where the notion of shared administrative services across the greater North area comes into play. With shared services, we're bringing together our finance and administration expertise, human resources, pension, property asset management, and finances under one office to serve the area. With our property and asset management unified with the support of the other administrative staff, we can be more effective in developing processes and managing this work. A staff position in our shared services team will focus on managing property and assets. This person will work with our trustees and others who hold properties in the name of our annual conferences to help guide our decisions. They will help us think through what we do with property, how we manage it, and how we maintain it over time. So let's talk more about our shared services. As your bishop, I value collaboration, working in teams, and leaning into the places where you have strength. This is a way of working together that will, over time, improve and amplify the services available to our local ministries. I applaud the efforts of our staff, finance, and administrative teams who have come together over the past several years to bring this idea to fruition. This year's annual conference members will receive a proposal to elect a treasurer and an assistant treasurer who will serve across the area. This will help us maintain continuity and keep our work focused on moving forward. It doesn't change the policies or particularities of each of our annual conferences. It just centers our resourcing in one office. So far, Brett Henshaw, Alaska and Pacific Northwest Treasurer, and Sarah Getze, Oregon-Idaho Acting Treasurer, have worked very closely together in their current roles over the last year. We brought on Christy Durham to serve in our Human Relations and Pensions Office. We're already benefiting from her long history and expertise in human resources, for which we are grateful. As I mentioned earlier, we are also in the process of bringing on a person who will help us with property and asset management, supporting our trustees' work greatly as we go forward. All of our current staff within our finance and administration offices are being brought into these conversations so that we have people specializing in the areas they are trained and gifted to serve in, and so that our entire area has everything it needs.